The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. Wow. Do we have a lot of stuff going on today? Have you ever had one of those? Before I do that, I've got to give a shout out or I will forget this. So yesterday, I'm on the New Year, trying to trim down a little bit, trying to reduce my carbon footprint, if you will. I've been doing a little bit more cooking at home. So I'm at the Kroger, and I'm in the produce section, and I'm trying to find a delicious Vidalia onion. And it's very, I get lost in the produce section at Kroger. It's that large. So anyway, I'm looking over the different varieties of onions, and all of a sudden, over in the cucumber area, some guy yells out at me, "Hey, are you Todd Starnes?" And so at that point, I'm thinking, well, if it's a hater, I can, and the guy tries to throw a cucumber at me, I'll be able to lob a Vidalia onion at the guy. And I said, I'm trying to be very friendly about it, Grace Baker, because you never know how these things are going to go.
This is true.
So I'm grabbing, this is kind of funny. So I'm sort of, as I'm chatting, I'm just casually, without looking, grabbing the largest onion I can find, just in case. But the guy turns out to be a big fan of the show. His name is Al, and I told him, I said, "Well, Al, I'll give you a shout out." And then, because of the, and I don't know what this is like in other parts of the country, Grace, but there were hardly any people working at Kroger, and I'm not exaggerating here. There were two cashier aisles open.
Yep.
And our Kroger is so large, they have two self checkout, one on one side and one on the other side.
And they typically have someone manning each thing, right?
They didn't have any people, so they had to shut down that one.
Gosh.
Grace, there were four lines altogether. There were at least 18 to 20 people in every single line.
Yep.
And I was the aisle I was in. It was the Pop-Tart aisle, and I swear every person coming into Kroger wanted to get Pop-Tarts, and I'm having to move the basket out of the way.
Oh my god!
But anyway, then I'm heading over there to get my to check out, and Al stops by again. He goes, "We meet again."
Wow!
So Al, I want to say thank you, and it's always nice. I've met about 20 or 30 of our listeners at that Kroger in Germantown, Tennessee.
I know which one you go to, and that's a very popular.
It's a great Kroger.
It is a good Kroger.
And so thank you to Al, and it's always nice to meet our listeners, and we just love you guys. But I am curious. I was talking to the manager of the Kroger, and they said people are calling out sick all over the place. As a matter of fact, someone was telling me one of the major, at least here in the Memphis area, one of the major drugstore chains, they've had almost 200 or 300 people call out sick. So people are just not going to work. They're coming down with this, with this new variant, which is basically a bad version of the flu or a common cold. So if you take, and again, I'm not a doctor, so don't take my advice, but honestly, the people I'm hearing from who have had this, they say there's no need, they haven't had to go to the doctor. I mean, if you're suffering, I guess you can't breathe, you better go to the ER. But all these people getting out there and standing in the lines and getting tested, you're probably going to get more sick standing in the line waiting to get tested. But it, and maybe it's just me, but it seems as though, because again, most of the country, a majority of the country is vaccinated. They have gotten the China virus vaccine. So it seems to me at this point where you have more people coming down with the China virus than any other time in the history of the pandemic, which is we're beginning year three here, it seems to me that the people getting the virus are now the vaccinated people. So if you've been vaccinated, you are now more prone to get the China virus. And I'm curious, are you starting to see that? What is your experience like in your neighborhood? Are stores able to operate? We are hearing reports that that businesses are shutting down. There's a big Walmart in Hernando, Mississippi, and they had to shut down because they don't have, they said it was because of COVID issues. That means they don't have enough people to work the store. That's all that means. So I'm curious to know if you folks are facing those kinds of shortages of workers in your community. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We have a terrific show. Our good friend Monica Crowley is going to be dropping by in just a little bit. By the way, I do want to say something real quick. And again, we've got so much going on here. I am a big Christian music fan. And over the past couple of days in Atlanta, they've had about 65,000 college kids getting together for Passion 2022. And we've got some great stories up on our website about Passion. But one of the groups, and I believe I met these guys at Passion years ago, they were also, I was invited to speak on a K-Love cruise, which K-Love is the big Christian music station. And they asked me to come and speak on one of their cruises down to Mexico. And it was a great time. And I got to pal around with a lot of the musical artists. Big Daddy Weave was there. And just a great guys. And some sad news to share with you. Jay Weaver, who was a member of Big Daddy Weave, passed away. He was dealing with a lot of medical problems. A lot. But the mainstream media, you know how they go. He caught the China virus, and there you go. So he was in his early 40s and passed away. He was the bass player for Big Daddy Weave. So say a prayer for our friends over at Big Daddy Weave and the Christian community at large as we mourn the passing of this good Christian man, an incredible music, just a phenomenal musician. You know what's interesting, and Grace Baker, you know that I'm a well-rounded man. This body has been sculpted by beef and pulled pork and far too many racks of ribs that I care to remember.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is, when you look at, you know, the media, and they're going after all the unvaccinated people, and, you know, everybody's talking about how, you know, the unvaccinated are the people causing all the problems in America, when in fact it's the vaccinated people who are coming down with the China virus. The one thing they don't want to talk about is we talk about underlying conditions. Obesity is the number one issue. So if you are overweight, then you are prone to get the virus, and it will possibly kill you.
Yeah, I've noticed here in the U.S. we don't really promote healthy lifestyles, but I've seen it in other countries where they're now putting out ads for, you know, living a healthy lifestyle to prevent getting COVID. I've seen it in other countries, but not here.
So the question is, though, Grayson, because think about this. I mean, there's been a movement here for the past couple of years now where how dare you say someone is overweight?
Yeah.
And there are actually people out there saying, well, if you are the fatter you are, the more healthier you are. I mean, these are people out there saying this kind of stuff. And even the lady stores like Victoria's Secret, you know, they're providing lingerie for the, you know, the 400, 500 pound woman and or whatever, 200 pound, 300 pound woman. And they're celebrating that. They're celebrating. What do they call them? Big girls? Big girls? I don't know.
I've heard a lot of different.
Hefty?
No.
Healthy?
I mean, typically they say plus size.
Ooh, she's a healthy woman. Yeah, I want a healthy size. She's a healthy woman. No, and I'm not. No, I'm not making fun, Grace, because I'm a well-rounded guy myself.
But yeah, no, I have noticed that as a movement. Like, don't try to change. Don't try to lose any weight. Just stay the way you are.
Stay the way you are. How long is it going to be, Grace? You watch. I mean, they're saying now. I mean, it's like just hundreds of thousands of people coming out of the virus every day. People are freaking out. They don't have enough tests to go around. Nobody seems to understand that this new variant is not dangerous. It's just you get sick. You know, we all get sick. But how long do you think it's going to be before they start going after the fat people in America?
I don't know. I don't know. Because then it's like they're, I don't know. Because then you've got to deal with the body positivity, like, extremists.
Body positivity. Is that what they call it?
Yeah, body positivity extremists.
Well, I'm telling you, that's going to happen. And then there will be open warfare.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, the good news is, you know, the other side, the fat people, they won't be able to run very fast, and they'll run out of energy. So, I mean, it won't be a big fight. Well, it'll be a big fight, but it won't be a long fight.
Oh, my gosh. So.
No, I'm just saying. And look, I'm just saying as a, well, you know, look, I'm in that category. I get it. But the fact of the matter is, all those people out there saying, oh, if you're fat, you're healthy. No, I don't think that's accurate. I really don't think
that's
accurate.
Science says no on that one.
Exactly. So anyway, there you go. So fat people, beware. You might want to stock up on the ho-hos because they'll start. You watch. The government, they may not come directly after the fat people, but what they'll do is they'll go after the makers of the food that the fat people love. So you're talking about marshmallows. You're talking about, I don't know, Reese's peanut butter cups. You're talking about extra crunchy Jiffy, the peanut butter. I mean, they're going to be coming after all of that. That look, this is how you mark my words. No, you think I'm joking here, folks. Mark my words. They will start putting some sort of a China virus fat tax on the makers of all these products. And you will go to the store, and much like the the alcoholic will go and get the bottle of booze, you're going to go down to the Wawa, and you're going to, or the 7-Eleven, and you're going to get that, you're going to be salivating over the box of ho-hos or the Little Debbie Swiss Misses, and you're going to go up and you're going to fork over a couple of bucks, and they're going to tell you, hey, that's $50, kind of like the cigarettes. You watch. That's how they're going to get us here. We are heading down a very, very dangerous path, and I'm not even sure the Republicans can save us at this point. I don't know. It is that messed up in our society right now. So, look, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got to jump into this NASCAR story. Some breaking news from NASCAR. They have pulled the plug on the Let's Go Brandon car. If we lose NASCAR, we may lose the nation, ladies and gentlemen. And honestly, I just don't understand why the people at NASCAR don't tell all of these leftists to blow it out their tailpipe. We're going to open up the phones, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Our website, and we have lots of great stories up for you today, toddstearns.com. We'll be right back, America.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Well, I'm sure all of those Christmas presents look pretty nice under the Christmas tree, but now you've got to pay the bills. And many of you are thinking about those credit cards that you did use over the Christmas break. What are you going to do? Well, you can lower your interest rate and save with a credit card consolidation loan from my friends at Lightstream. Lightstream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 4.98% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. Just for my listeners, apply right now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/freedom. That's lightstream.com/freedom. LIGHTSTREAM.com/freedom.
Subject to credit approval, rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/freedom for more information.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Hey, we want to welcome all of our new viewers on Rumble. You can actually watch the Todd Stearns Radio Show live on Rumble.com. Our handle is Todd Stearns, so it's very easy to find us, rumble.com/Todd Stearns, and you will see not only the live show, but we have lots of great conservative videos for you to check out as well. So we've got a story that is up on the website. NASCAR has decided to pull the plug on the Let's Go Brandon car. So there have been a lot of controversy, and of course, remember the whole Let's Go Brandon movement started way back at a NASCAR race when the news anchor thought that the crowd was chanting Let's Go Brandon, and they were not. They were chanting something else, something that we can't repeat on the radio. So anyway, the poor guy that kind of got caught up in all of this, sort of the, I wouldn't just call him the victim, but he just got caught up in all of this hullabaloo, is Brandon Brown, the NASCAR driver. And so after really stepping back and not wanting to get involved, and look, I get it. The guy's a, he's a driver. He wants to go out there and win races. He's not into politics. And NASCAR, so he decided to embrace the whole thing, and he found a sponsor that was based on the Let's Go Brandon movement, the phrase, called, it's a coin, a cryptocurrency called LGB coin, as in Let's Go Brandon coin, LGB coin. So NASCAR is now stepping in, and they are saying they're not going to allow LGB coin to sponsor the number 8 car. This is coming from CNN, according to multiple reports. The Washington Post as well weighing in. NASCAR executives reviewed the sponsorship proposal on Tuesday and notified the team yesterday afternoon of its decisions. Quote, NASCAR made clear during a November discussion about the potential sponsorship that it would not allow any reference or imagery based on the chant. Now, I'm just going to step out here, folks, for a moment. I've been to several NASCAR races, been to most recently the Daytona 500. And I will say this, there are a lot of things that are said at NASCAR races. There are a lot of things that are shouted at NASCAR races. And I can assure you they are much more profane than the phrase, Let's Go Brandon. Nobody seems to have a problem with that. That seems to be okay. As a matter of fact, a NASCAR seems to be perfectly fine with drivers supporting Black Lives Matter and all these other political movements. But for some reason, they've got a big problem now with somebody who is going to say something that might be critical of Joe Biden. When in fact, in this instance, LGB, Let's Go Brandon, could very well apply to the driver named Brandon, as in, Let's Go Brandon, let's win that race. I mean, what is NASCAR going to do? Tell the guy he can't even use his real name anymore? Let me tell you something. I've been to the infield at the Daytona 500, and there's a lot of freaky stuff going down. And I'm not going to spill the beans on that. What happens at the Daytona 500 stays at the Daytona 500. But it's not a church service, I'll tell you that much. So I'm not quite sure why they've got a problem here. Brandon, I want to read this to you. Brown planned to drive a red, white, and blue car with the logo and word mark of LGB coin on the 68 Chevy Camaro. For all 33 races, this was in the NXS season. And NASCAR said, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. The president of NASCAR, Steve Phelps, says that I feel for Brandon. I think, unfortunately, it speaks to the state of where we are as a country. We do not want to associate ourselves with politics, the left or the right. That's bogus right there. That's BS. We obviously have and always have had as a sport tremendous respect for the office of the president, no matter who is sitting. Well, right now we got a guy that doesn't even know it's the year 2022. But we'll get to that coming up after the break. All right, folks, what say you? What's going on over at NASCAR? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Rumble.com. You can watch us live. We'll be right back, America. I am a little particular when it comes to bath towels. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and I want to tell you about my good buddy, Mike Lindell, over at MyPillow. Not only do they make great pillows, they also make incredible towels. Mike found the best towel company right here in the USA, and they have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft, but actually work. Again, all made with USA cotton, and they come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Here's what you're going to get. A six-piece towel set, normally $109, but now only $39.99. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes, and you are going to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including those awesome towels. Enter the promo code STARNES or call 800-839-8506 for this incredible radio special. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. All right, hello, America. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We are broadcasting border to border, coast to coast, from our headquarters, our Southern Command, Memphis, Tennessee. I want to say a very special hello to all of our great listeners on our flagship station, KWAM, the Mighty 990, celebrating 75 years of broadcasting here in the Mid-South. You know, it's interesting, when I bought KWAM, I had no idea of the rich musical heritage of this radio station. Johnny Cash once worked at KWAM. He would come on the air and he would play his music. Also, some of our former employees here at KWAM, folks by the name of B.B. King. You might know B.B. King or Ike Turner. And some of you might have even heard of Elvis Presley, who sang for the first time on the radio right here on KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee. So congratulations, 75 years of broadcast excellence across the Mid-South, and now they're broadcasting me because I own the station. But anyway, it's we're having a good time nevertheless. Hey, I want to say hello to all of our new listeners on Rumble, and many of you are already starting to weigh in. And I just say hello to all sorts of great folks. By the way, Ricky wrote in talking about the China virus vaccine. Todd, my brother-in-law died 3 weeks after he took the vaccine. They said his heart just gave out and was never checked out. They don't know why. About 6 months before that, he went to the heart doctor and was told his heart was fine. You know, Ricky, my advice to you and to every other person listening to this radio program is to go out there and get yourself checked. If you've gotten the vaccine, you need to make an appointment to see a cardiologist to make sure your ticker has not been damaged by the China virus vaccine. I got the first dose, ended up in the hospital, and had myocarditis. Otherwise, I was perfectly healthy. And the doctor says it was because of the vaccine. So I did not get the second dose. I'm not going to be getting any other doses of the vaccine. And I'm not telling you what to do. You need to make that decision with you, your doctor, and your God. By the way, I got to share this story with you. We've got it up on our website, toddstearns.com. This is a bizarre story. So there's a school teacher in New York State, Seacliff, New York. Her name is Laura Russo. She is a school teacher, high school teacher, and we have a video on our website that shows the school teacher administering the China virus vaccine to a student, a 17-year-old boy. We've got the video. You can see it for yourself. Now, the video was filmed inside the school teacher's house. Mrs. Russo is 54 years old. Why a 17-year-old boy was in her home is, I'm sure, part of the investigation. But anyway, the kid comes home. Oh, she teaches science, by the way. The kid comes home, and I guess the mom said, "Hi, honey. How was school? What did you do today?" And he said, "Oh, I was over at Mrs. Russo's house, and she gave me a jab with a needle." And she probably said, "What do you mean a jab with a needle? Is that a euphemism for something?" And then he said, "No, it was literally a jab with a needle, Mom." And he probably rolled up his sleeve and showed the scar where the needle sliced through the flesh and filled that boy's body with God knows what kind of poison. So what did the mom do? She did what any good-thinking mom would do. She called the police, the popo. And so now Mrs. Russo is in hot water. I don't think she's in jail now, but she's been charged with something called unauthorized practice of a profession. You know, I wish we could do that in the radio industry, Grace Baker. I think that...
solve a lot of problems.
It would solve a lot of problems.
Might create some new ones.
I'd like to do something like we should you know what, we should go up to Capitol Hill and we should make some citizens arrest.
Okay.
On that particular
fun
charge.
Road trip.
On that particular charge. So anyway, we've got the video. You can watch it on our website. And the video, somebody said, "I've never felt so uncomfortable in my life." And it's true. It's just really weird. But let me say something about this. This may be an anomaly right now, but I don't think it's going to be. The school districts, they want the kids to be vaccinated. And they truly believe they know better than you and your wife or you and your husband. They truly believe that the school board knows best. They believe they have the best interest of your child at their heart. And, of course, they do not. Police, by the way, say Mrs. Russo faces up to 4 years in prison if she's convicted. The teacher's son – so now we're getting some more details. So the teacher's son had a friend over, and the friend asked for the vaccine because his mother did not want him to get the jab. I'm going to say something that's politically incorrect, and I know the folks over at Media Matters, Human Events, they haven't written about me in a couple of weeks, so we're going to give them something to write about. This happened in New York State, mm-hmm. and the mom called the cops. You think that would have happened in Mississippi?
A little dicey.
I don't think so. I'm going to tell you what Mother Starnes would have done. God rest her soul. Had I come home and I had told my mom that even though she didn't want me to get the vaccine, the school gave me the vaccine anyway, a teacher shot a needle into my arm, she would have been down at that school with a cast iron skillet in her hand, and there would have been a come to Jesus minute.
Yeah, that would not go over well here in the South.
No, and there's no need to involve the police. You just take care of business.
Oh, cool.
That's all you do. But that's, look, and I can promise you this, had a cast iron skillet been involved, I can guarantee you the teacher would have thought twice before sticking a needle in somebody else's kid.
Again, you're not wrong.
I mean, look, new listeners on this program, we just sort of tell it like it is. And if you don't like my opinion, that's great. Call the show and disagree with me.
Yell at Grace.
Make your point on the air. And you can yell at Grace. It's cheaper than therapy. It really is.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones. North Carolina, the talk station. Sean is with us. Now, Sean, I understand. Now, you called a few days ago, and you were telling us a story about Hobby Lobby, and you've got an update. But, Sean, yeah. I want you to fill our listeners in on what happened at Hobby Lobby to begin with.
All right. Thanks for having me on, Todd.
Sure.
Basically what it was my daughter came home with a letter from Hobby Lobby from OSHA stating that if you're not vaccinated or you do not have a mask, you risk the chance of termination. So what it was she went in, she refuses to wear a mask. So her district manager showed up the other day and basically said, by Friday, if you're not in a mask, you will be released. So that's what she's facing. And what I found out is she talked to another employee. Hobby Lobby actually has OSHA in court right now battling them over this mandate. And it's unconstitutional. We know that. But it's her district manager that's turning up the fire on everyone that either you're vaccinated or you're in a mask, which to me is, you know, is she following protocol or is she just riding solo with this? Because that's what I'm beginning to feel, that these people are getting a power trip and they're pressuring people. She said that everybody in the store that's been vaccinated has been going out sick with, you know, whatever forms of COVID. So, and it's funny because she's not vaccinated. She's like, I'm okay. And she told me another girl that had gotten a vaccination in Hobby Lobby is dealing with chronic menstrual problems ever since she got the shot. And she's been in and out of work the whole time. And she doesn't know if she's coming back because now she has medical issues.
Now,
so,
Sean, so let me get this straight. So all the vaccinated workers are coming down with some illness and they're having to phone out. But your wife, who is not vaccinated, is doing just fine.
Well, my daughter.
Your daughter. Your daughter.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, and again, you know, she said, she goes, if they come up to me Friday, she goes, I'm going to just tell them, if you don't like me like this, just fire me then.
Good. So, well, I wouldn't do that. Now, Sean, I want to, when we put you on a hold, we'll get Grace to get the info on the specific Hobby Lobby store. And here's what I'm going to do, because I know Steve Green. He's the owner of Hobby Lobby. He's a friend of this program. And we're going to find out what's going on. It sounds to me like you may have a rogue district manager who's going off of the company line, and especially since Hobby Lobby is in court fighting OSHA right now.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, too, is that, you know, she's a devout Catholic and, you know, she knows what's in that vaccination with how they were taking aborted fetuses and everything. And she knows all about it. She's not a stupid kid. She's a very smart kid. And she's like, I don't want that, because everybody seems, we have a neighbor across the street. She took the vaccination. She's in the hospital now with massive heart problems due to this. And, you know, and this is the thing we keep hearing about it. A lot of people that are taking this shot are ending up with heart problems, and they're putting defibs in people. I know another person, he developed blood clots after he got fully vaccinated.
Yeah, this is, Sean, we've been documenting all of these cases, and that's why it's so important for people like you to call into the show, because a lot of folks, they don't hear about this on the local news. They sure don't hear about it on the national news, maybe Newsmax, but nowhere else. And that's why it's important for us to open up our phone line so you can share these kinds of stories. So, Sean, you hang tight. We're gonna check into this, and we're going to get to the bottom of it, and we'll find out what store your wife works at. And, Grace, just send me that information, and we're gonna try to help you out here with that. By the way, our good friend Noah Brett from radio station WPMO down in beautiful Pascagoula, Mississippi, wants to weigh in on this teacher who shot the kid with the needle. He says, heck no, in all caps. No Mississippi mama would have allowed that. Noah, you're right. I mean, there would have been a come to Jesus. It would have been like one of the old Jerry Springer show. That's what it would have been like. So I've got a question for you as we go to break here. What would you do? What would you do if your kid came home and said, Mommy, the school made me get the China virus vaccine today? What would you do? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Did you hear about the French president, Emmanuel Macron? Or is that Macaroon? No, it's Macron. I don't speak French, but I'll do my best to share with you what the French president had to say about all of you people who are not getting vaccinated. He wants to make the life of any unvaccinated person in France as unbearable as possible.
I really want to peace the morph, and we'll carry on doing this to the end. Oui, oui.
That's French President Emmanuel Macron. So he wants to piss you off. I just don't get this guy. Anyway, that's what they want to do here. And they're just being a little bit more subtle about it. Hey, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8860. I guess I got to work on the French accent. I'll work on it, Grace. New Year's resolution. Chris in Texas has a suggestion on how to fight these mandates. Hey, Chris, what's on your mind?
Not a lot, Todd. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. My question is, what if, you know, we as the people basically got lawyers involved and wrote up paperwork for our employers that want to mandate this shot and basically said, hey, I'll take your shot, but if I have any kind of medical issues that come up or anything, you're on the hook to pay me my salary for life.
You see, Chris, I like this idea, but the problem is when the pandemic first broke out, there were agreements made with the between the government and the pharmaceutical companies and the private businesses and corporations. No one is liable. Nobody's liable. So if something happens to you, if you don't get the vaccine, you're going to lose your job. If you get the vaccine, you die. Your family's not going to get a penny because they're protected by the government. That's outrageous.
Right.
But I like your idea, and you're right. That would put a stop to all of this nonsense. But they don't want to go down that path.
You're right. All right. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate you, and really enjoy your show.
Chris, God bless you, and we love your state. God bless Texas. By the way, President Biden, he seems to think it's not 2022.
There's a lot of reason to be hopeful in 2020.
Yeah. Did he really say that?
There's a lot of reason to be hopeful in 2020.
You know, I feel bad. I really do feel bad for this guy. But in all fairness, maybe Joe Biden actually thinks it is 2020. Maybe he thinks that, I mean, so we were celebrating when we said Happy New Year and the moon pie dropped in Mobile, Alabama at the stroke of midnight. Maybe, just maybe, Joe Biden thought we were still in 2019, and so in Joe Biden's mind, he hasn't even run for the White House yet. The man is senile, ladies and gentlemen. Senile. He needs medical help. He needs a nurse. But right now, I'm afraid that Mrs. Dr. First Lady Jill Biden is the one running the country. Oh, by the way, Biden, you got to hear this. Biden wanted to weigh in on how many. Biden knows exactly how many unvaccinated Americans there are.
We're preparing hospitals for what's coming. Those 40 unvaccinated adults.
40. That's it. Grace, that's great news. 40.
Man, he's really made some progress in the past couple of days.
Wow. That's Operation Fast and Furious.
I was like, yeah, forget warp speed.
No way. Yeah, that's no way.
We're taking, you know, the Star Wars spaceship and going into hyperspace.
Grace, we're in trouble.
Yeah, we need to go to another galaxy.
We are in trouble. All right, there you go. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, 2022, that's the year of our Lord, 2022. Hey, Monica Crowley coming up next. President Trump canceling that big press conference for Thursday. Is that a good idea? We're going to talk about that coming up next. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 2 of The Big Show. What an honor to hang out with you today. We've got a lot going on. I want to say hello to all of our brand new viewers over on Rumble.com. That's Rumble.com. And you can just Google my or search for my name over there, Todd Stearns, or go to Rumble.com/Todd Stearns, and you'll actually be able to watch the show, weigh in, offer a comment. A lot of you folks are already doing that. And we are just so thankful for that free speech platform. I can tell you this, after being on Rumble for, 2 weeks now, we have had well over 500,000 people viewing our videos and our content over there. And it's remarkable to see what happens when people are in an environment where they're not censored. And so we really appreciate that. And also, our numbers over on Getter.com have just exploded. We have more people on Getter than we have on our Twitter page now. So welcome to all of you who are watching us, listening to us across many different platforms today. So the question we left you with as we went to break, President Trump was scheduled to give a press conference at Mar-a-Lago on Thursday, the 1 year anniversary of the riot at the U.S. Capitol. And there's been a lot of talk and discussion about what went down behind the scenes. Now we're being told there is reporting out there that President Trump had actually taken advice from Senator Lindsey Graham and Laura Ingraham about, you know, is this a wise thing to do? Why not just focus on, you know, the big rally coming up in Arizona? So regardless, I'm curious to know your thoughts on that. Do you think that's a good idea for the president to back away from doing this press conference? Our number, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We are always honored to have with us the great Monica Crowley. And Monica, the last time I saw you, you were filling in for our good friend Sean Hannity.
Hi, Todd. Great to be with you and Happy New Year. And yeah, last week I sat in once again for Sean on his radio show and had a fantastic time.
Yeah, no, we tried to get you on last week and you kept turning us down. And I'm like, oh, wow, something must be going on. And then I listening to you in the afternoon and I'm like, wait, that's not Hannity. That's Monica Crowley.
Well, I'm always here for you, Todd, whenever I can.
You're in high demand, Monica, and we just appreciate your great insight in what's happening. And I want to start out with this story that broke last night. President Trump says, yeah, we're not going to do this presser. And I want to get your reaction. Is that a good idea?
Well, look, I understand why he originally wanted to do it, because this is obviously a feeding frenzy for the Democrats and the left this week. And tomorrow being January 6th, the one-year anniversary, of course, they're going to go hog wild with coverage and specials, and they've already started. So I can understand why President Trump would think that counter-programming through a news conference would be a good idea. And initially, I did think it was a good idea because you want your story out to counter all of the lies and nonsense coming from the other side about what happened that day. On the other hand, I do think that in the cold light of day, his decision to not do it tomorrow is probably the best choice. Everybody knows he's a fighter. Everybody knows he's a counterpuncher. So he doesn't have to prove it yet again tomorrow. And I do think, you know, let the Democrats hang themselves. They've given themselves plenty of rope. This is all that they have is January 6th, because they certainly cannot run on their failed policies and their failed agenda or the disaster that is the Biden-Harris presidency. So that's the only thing that they have. So I think it's wise for Trump to take a step back, not allow himself to be used or draw extra attention to what tomorrow represents. Let the Democrats do their thing, and then 9 days later at his rally in Arizona, he can cover whatever he wants to cover, and the media will have to cover it, cover everything that he's saying, laying out the truth.
You see, I'm with you on this, Monica. I really do think this was a really good idea to back away from this, because you're right. He's going to have a huge audience in Arizona. He's going to be able to get that message out. You know, when you look at, and again, we really don't know what all happened last year. It happened in real time on this radio program, and we were condemning the violence against police officers, and those people should face whatever penalty under the law, you know, they should face if they are found guilty. But the reality of it, the more information that comes out from this January 6th committee, the more clear it is to me that there was no vast right-wing conspiracy, that President Trump was not orchestrating all of this, and our colleagues, our friends over at Fox News Channel were not fomenting all of this. It was the complete opposite.
Well, that's right. From what we now know, you know, a lot of folks were trying to stop the violence, whether it was on the ground or getting to the president at the time. A lot of people are saying, hey, look, you know, we do feel aggrieved after the 2020 election, but this kind of violence and this kind of riot is just not acceptable. I think a lot of people have an issue with the double standard. And I am not saying this in any way to excuse what happened on January 6th. A lot of it was appalling. I also think we need a lot of facts, which have yet to come out, about perhaps different roles of different organizations in fomenting some of this. That being said, you know, a lot of people looked at what happened on January 6th and said, you know, this is outrageous and it's appalling and people should be held accountable. On the other hand, do we have a two-tier justice system where Black Lives Matter and other groups were permitted to basically burn down American cities the summer of 2020 and nothing happened? So, you know, a lot of people have a lot of anger and frustration about both of those episodes and where we are more broadly as a country. Do we still have the rule of law? Why is the rule of law only applicable to one side? If you've got the right political views, like Andrew Cuomo, you can skate. But if you don't, you know, you're going to be held accountable. Well, no, everybody should be held equal under the law. And unfortunately, we're very far from that, Todd. So that is sort of the bigger backdrop to the whole conversation about January 6th.
It is a massive conversation. And look, we've been pretty cautious, and we always are. You know, we always want to wait. And, you know, when somebody comes out with a video clip, we wait and see what the full clip, not the unedited part. We want to see everything in the context of the moment. And that's what we don't have here, Monica. We don't have the context. And to your point, our friends over at Real Clear Investigations, they've done a terrific job. They've actually done a side-by-side comparison of the Capitol riot and the George Floyd riots over the summer, where the only police officer who was killed actually was killed in the George Floyd riots. You had over 2,000 police officers that were injured in the George Floyd riots compared to 140 at the Capitol riot. But here's the thing. An overwhelming majority of the people arrested in the George Floyd riots, those charges were dropped. Those people were set free. And, Monica, we've got people who are still languishing in jails from last January, and they have yet to even go to trial.
Yeah, it is completely outrageous. I mean, all of these people who are being held, they deserve their day in court. If they need to be held accountable according to the law, they should be. But to have this kind of due process delayed like this for these folks is an outrage on top of everything else. So we're you know, in a very dark moment here, Todd. But, you know, I am a natural optimist because I'm a person of faith, and I believe that God wins. So that doesn't mean don't fight. We all have to continue fighting back because the forces of darkness are really descending here quickly. But I do believe that we are on the right side and God wins in the end.
You know, Monica, real quick before we let you go, you've been in politics a long time, worked for some great presidents. There's been a lot of blowback in the media about these text messages between Hannity and Laura Ingraham and the president. And the media is trying to portray this as some sort of a horrific thing. It's a violation of journalistic standards. But the reality is, Monica, that this kind of thing has been going on for generations, and all the way back to, at least that I know of, JFK and the relationship he had, the friendship he had with the editor of the Washington Post back in the day, so much so that they used to vacation together as families. So this is not something that's unusual. This is a common practice in D.C. politics.
Well, of course, Todd, and it's a great point. And given the fact that the vast, vast majority of people in the propaganda press are on the left, the situation has been much more dramatic when you've had Democratic administrations, because they're just by nature a lot closer to members of the press. So this has been going on a very long time. And I would love, by the way, to see the communications between members of the press and the Obama White House.
Exactly.
And the Biden White House. Let's take a look at that before anybody passes any judgment.
Monica, we always enjoy your great words of wisdom. Thank you, and hope you have a very happy new year. It's going to be a fun political cycle.
Always a pleasure, Todd. Same to you.
All right, Monica Crowley, ladies and gentlemen, and you can see Monica all over the place on the cable news channels. Just great insight, a former member of the Trump administration, and she is the real deal. 844-747-8868. Was it a good idea or a bad idea for the president to cancel this press conference on the one-year anniversary of the riots? 844-747-8868. We're going to your calls coming up next.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
All right, a lot of you folks really upset at that school teacher. Romy says, Lord have mercy. What did she think and why? And was it the real jam? Wayne says, how did she get the vaccine in the first place? You know, that's a good question. David says, SMH. Is that for shaking my head? Thank you. I always get those confused. Thank you, Grace Baker. What the hell is wrong with liberal people? And these teachers are out of control these days. Do your job. Candy says she should go to jail. You don't get to act like a psycho with an experimental medicine on someone else's child. Jail. Bill says going to jail and more than likely being sued by the parents, she's toast. Kelly says, I swear that is not their place. Good thing that wasn't my kid. It would have been a nasty fight. So what do you think about that, folks? What would you, I mean, what should happen to this teacher? Should she get fired? Should she go to jail? What happens if it's all a big joke? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones. Memphis, Tennessee. Sean, listening to us on KWAM, wants to weigh in on this press conference that got canceled. Hey, Sean, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me?
You're coming in loud and clear.
Okay. I think it was a big mistake. I think somebody in the staff gave President Ronald Weiss. I think you should find should say something about it, and especially let people know that on the reason why January 6th happened, because we had certain weak Republicans didn't want to fight for him after he fought for him so many years, and plus certain video which no one wants to talk about. So I think you should do it, mention the video, but don't show it. But so at least say something about, this is the reason why people did it. And they're a patriot, they're good people. Nobody want to hear the truth about it. You know, I don't want to hear the truth about the Antifa dressing up as Trump supporters and stuff like that. I think he should have said at least something about it. But he's still gonna blame him for God's what? What he did. This is his idea and blah 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 blah. So I think he should know.
Here's my concern, Sean. Here's my one concern. And I hear you. And I don't think what you're saying is wrong at all. I think that the president is going to have a platform in Arizona to weigh in on all of this stuff. But when you hold a press conference at Mar-a-Lago on that one-year anniversary, that literally ties you right back to that event. And I think we have too much at stake going into the midterm elections for anyone to get distracted here. We still don't have any idea, and if you heard the interview we had with Monica Crowley, there's still a lot of unknowns about what happened, including this Newsweek story we talked about yesterday where the FBI and some super secret military groups within the country were involved and actually had snipers, commandos, on the scene with the shoot-to-kill orders. So there's a lot we don't know about. So my recommendation to the president is don't get in the way. Let's just let all of this play out and see where the truth takes us.
Can I ask you one quick question?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, that certain video there about, no, they want to talk about. You think they would really come out in the midterm or in 2024? We think they're just going to let it slide and just whatever. You really think they don't finally want to see that? You think the American people will finally see that video?
What video are you talking about, Sean?
Video of Joe Biden. The fraud video where you talk about voter fraud, that video when you admit it.
Oh, the voter fraud video. Oh, where he admit, that's right. Wow, Sean, you've got a great memory. I forgot about that. Look, you're right. Joe Biden is on the record as saying there was, in fact, voter fraud. Now, they're going to say, I think they said that he misspoke. But I will have to wait and see, Sean. Appreciate the call, and thank you for listening. Look, it's out there. We all know it happened. But, and look, Sean Hannity's getting some blowback over these text messages. Look, I see it for what it is. Sean Hannity has a very close relationship with Donald Trump. And so does Laura Ingraham. And they were offering him some very solid advice at the time to back away from all of this, to get out there and denounce this stuff. Now, the problem I would have is you're telling the president one thing in private, but you're saying something very different on the air. We don't play that game here. And for me, it's important for you as a listener to understand that, and I get it. I mean, other hosts, they want to do that. That's fine. That's how they run their shop. But that's not what we do here. What you hear me say on the air is what you're going to hear me talking to Al about in the produce aisle at Kroger. That's just how I live. By the way, Ricky Stacy writes in on the Rumble live video, rumble.com/Todd Starnes. Ricky says, why would Trump listen to, talking about Lindsey Graham, why would Trump listen to that wolf in sheep's clothing? Lindsey Graham sits on the fence and jumps to the side that makes him look good. That's actually a pretty good description of Lindsey Graham. Ricky, I had the same thought, but look, the president values Lindsey Graham's opinion. They play golf together. So, you know, they've got a relationship. It's not like it may be a love-hate relationship, but they like each other enough to go out on the golf course and knock around a few balls. All right, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We have some open lines. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show, broadcasting from our Liberty University studios in Memphis, Tennessee. We'll be right back, America. Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, we've been talking a lot about social media censorship, and we want to encourage you to check out our new account over at Getter.com. Well, almost 250,000 Americans now follow us over there. We also have a great newsletter that goes out every afternoon right after this program. We send out a newsletter to well over 250,000 people as well. And it is the only way that we can guarantee you will not be censored by big tech. And you can download that newsletter. You can subscribe free of charge at toddstarnes.com. Well, a very disturbing story, folks. As we focus on the China virus pandemic, there is also a very grave situation underway at our southern border, where hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens continue to invade our nation. And we're also getting word that many of these illegals are being put on airplanes and are being dumped off in your city and your town. One of those states, by the way, Pennsylvania. And I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now, and we are honored to have with us Congressman Dan Muser from Pennsylvania. Congressman, great to have you with us today.
Todd, great to be with you. Thanks a lot.
Now, Congressman, I want you to explain to our listeners what's going on here and what happened in Wilkes-Barre.
Well, because of Joe Biden's terrible border policies, our southern border is becoming completely overwhelmed, and it has been for the last 10 months. And because of that, the CBP, the Customs and Border Patrol, it cannot handle the tens of thousands of minors that are coming across, again, completely in response to Biden's change of policies related to Title 42. And so therefore, HHS, who takes responsibility for unaccompanied minors, is now flying in the most secretive manner that they can, illegals in plane loads of illegals, minors as well as adults, to various cities. And in fact, Wilkes-Barre Scranton is certainly one of them, which is basically in my district, right outside my district, as well as Allentown, and has been occurring now for the last 3 weeks. And when I say they're trying to do it as secret as possible, it's literally the dead of night, and they sent in two plane loads on Christmas night, around 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. The only way I really found out about it was there were leaks at the airport. People were talking about it. I went down there on Sunday, and people really didn't want to give you their name, or actually the Sunday after Christmas, but they were full of eyewitness information as to what was going on. And there must have been between Wilkes-Barre and Allentown about 13 or 14 flights with 150 people on each flight. So about 2,000 persons over the last 3 weeks were flown in and then shuttled off on buses to whereabouts unknown.
That's just unacceptable, Congressman. And we have seen the same thing happen in Tennessee where flights were landing in the dark of night in Chattanooga, and they were offloading not just kids, but we're talking about grown adults here. That's a big problem. And I'm wondering if you are getting any indication from locals there in Wilkes-Barre or Scranton as to the whereabouts of these people. I mean, they landed. What happens? Where are they now?
The buses have been very quiet about it. I only got information anecdotally. HHS indicated, because I did have a meeting with them last week, and they provided some information. They said everybody's getting COVID tested. Okay, maybe. They said the majority of the passengers were under 18. You know, I've been on the border twice, of course. So the president, Joe Biden, has never been there. Kamala, for all intents and purposes, has never been there. And for CBP to determine somebody's age is a guessing game at best anyway. And the vetting system, if you have no identification of whom the individual is, how can you possibly check for criminal records? So it's overall an ugly situation. And the bus drivers, whom some of the folks who were at the airport, who were working the airport, asked where they were going, stated that they weren't permitted to tell. But one did say that they were going to Brooklyn. So we really don't know if they're staying local, if they're going to New Jersey, they're going upstate New York. We don't know where they're going. And, you know, and here's the thing. Look, HHS has to respond and of course they follow their very liberal way of handling things to fix Joe Biden's awful policy and to do things in an attempt to be clandestine, to be secretive, to be quiet, to be quick. Certainly doesn't show that they believe that this is good policy or policy that people would appreciate. And, you know, really, like, riddle me that, Jen Psaki, right? All of her spin, if this is such wonderful policy, why are they keeping it so secretive?
You know what, Congressman? That is a great point. And even let's just step back here and take the White House and the patron saint of Wuhan, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Let's take them at their word here. And we're dealing with a major, major health crisis in this country. Have any of these people, have they been tested? Have they been vaccinated? Are they just being dumped into the communities to become super spreaders?
That's right. That's right. And again, they did state that they were being COVID tested, but my God, the number of people coming in, the tens of thousands a month. Of course, there are more exceptions than the rule. And also add to this, I mean, these young people, they're not walking across by themselves. They're being brought across by cartels, by the so-called coyotes. The parent is paying them their life savings, perhaps $5,000 to $10,000, taking them across, using the young people as diversions to bring the drugs across. Because fentanyl is up double what it was last year, and last year was a bad year. And I have more overdose fatalities in my district than by far than ever before. So this is just outrageous policy, completely created by the Biden administration. They reversed the Trump policies that were working. We had a secure border. Now we have an open border. Now, and you know what? It's not because we have a refugee problem. Let's accept that, okay? Refugees come from natural disasters, revolutions, horrible treatment such as genocide. That's not what's happening here, okay? We have enticement, and we have an open border, and we have an administration that is deliberately bringing them across because one of the reasons is they want to make Texas go from red to blue. And that the American people should be aware of because that's atrocious.
That's it, Congressman. I mean, that is it. And that's why they're dumping these folks in red states or areas, you know, and again, Pennsylvania. I think there's a political shift there. The Democrats know that, and they've got to shore up their votes by dumping all these illegals in there. So I'm with you on that. Congressman, I know you sent the letter to the government, Homeland Security Secretary. Have you heard any, gotten any response back yet?
Yeah, it went to DHS, but since it was primarily unaccompanied minors, they sent it over to HHS. And I did have a conference call with them last week. They made themselves available. They had some deputy secretaries on. You know, they were very cordial, very professional, answered my questions. But, of course, there was also the bureaucratic baloney that takes place of dancing around much of what was what I needed to know, such as why are you doing this in the middle of the night? You know, they couldn't answer that. Why are the two flights come in on Christmas night when probably nobody's going to be around? Couldn't answer me that. Of course they can't, because it's quite deliberate and they know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. And it's not that they won't. They refuse to. They can't answer those. Right. They know the answers. And we know that the jig is up, because we're on to them. And Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. But I do want you to let us, you know, you've got a platform here. If you need to get the word out, you let us know, and we will shine a bright light on it.
That's great, Todd. I appreciate it, because the American people really need to know. We now, because of the Biden administration, have an open and disorderly border. And next, their number one priority is this H.R. 1 and federal takeover elections, and they want open and disorderly elections. There's no other rhyme or reason behind this catastrophe of a policy.
You're absolutely right. Congressman Dan Muser, great, great guy, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get him back on. And again, this is all about keeping an eagle eye on what's happening out in your communities. We asked the congressman, how did you find out about it? There are some people at the airport working there. They saw it all go down. That's how it, if you see something, folks, you got to say something. If you see the flights coming into the dark of night, give us a call. Call your local congressperson. Somebody did the same thing with Bill Hagerty. If you remember that a couple of months back, he was alerted to that, and he and Senator Marsha Blackburn were able to go public with that information. So look, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. You just heard the congressman on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we love our friends over at Patriot Mobile. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They share our beliefs, and they use their money to support organizations that fight for causes we care about. Whether it's religious liberty, the Second Amendment, free speech, they are there. Patriot Mobile has incredible nationwide coverage, and they have a plan to fit any budget, no matter how big, no matter how small. They're going to give you what you need to get a great deal. As a matter of fact, they've got plans to fit any budget with great discounts for our veterans and first responders. And all you need to do, folks, they make it so easy. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Or you can give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Now, listen up. They're going to ask you for a promo code. It's my first name, T-O-D-D. My first, that's the normal spelling of Todd. The millennial spelling is T-O-D. But I'm old school, T-O-D-D. And if you give them the promo code, they're going to hook you up with free Premier activation and a special discount on top of your other discounts. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
All right. Hello. Welcome back. And contrary to what President Biden says, it is the year of our Lord, 2022. Okay. Well, moving on. Great to have you with us. Got another hour coming up in just a few moments. ToddStarnes.com, by the way, great resources, great stories. Turns out that the LGB coin folks, they may be suing NASCAR, so that Let's Go Brandon thing is getting a little crazy. By the way, so we talked about this yesterday. I did not get around to the chicken story. So Joe Biden, first of all, was shocked that you people are having to pay a lot of money to get hamburger.
that I was sitting in my kitchen yesterday, and there's a sunroom off the kitchen, and my wife was there with her sister and a good friend named Mary Ann, and she was saying, do you realize it's over $5 for a pound of hamburger meat? $5? Well, this is partly, you know, the pound of beef today costs $5 compared to less than $4 before the pandemic.
Wow, I'm just shocked. Shocked! Now, Grace Baker, there's a very good chance this conversation never actually happened and that this is all just in his mind.
That's true. I mean, it's still, you know.
So we don't really know.
We don't know. Maybe it's his imaginary friend.
You go to the market a lot.
Yes.
And I do as well here lately.
Yeah.
And man, is it pricey.
Yeah, food's expensive. I especially notice bacon is really expensive. We go through a lot of bacon.
How much is it? Like $12 for a packet of bacon now?
Ooh, well, so I get it from Costco and it comes with a few packs in it, but I think it's closer to $20 at this point.
$20? $20 for bacon?
I mean, yeah. It's the best value you can get at, I mean, Costco's, but it's better, but still, I'm paying a good bit.
I'm paying
more than I was a year or two ago.
Don't tell Joe Biden.
He wouldn't remember it anyway.
When you're in the market, do you just eavesdrop? Do you hear people complaining about the prices?
Yes. Not even about the prices. The other day I heard somebody complaining about vaccines and all kinds of stuff. And I was like in the produce aisle and I was like, I'm kind of listening. I know I shouldn't be. It was a Kroger employee. And I was like, you better stop, man.
It's interesting. I've been conducting an informal survey whenever I go, if I have to run an errand around town. And the Midtown area of Memphis is pretty liberal. And of course, downtown is, they're pretty woke down there. I've noticed in the suburbs, no one's wearing the mask. No one. In the Midtown area, there are a few people, but I was surprised that even in the liberal enclaves, people aren't wearing the masks.
Yeah, honestly.
They're just not. But by and large, if I see someone driving around town with a Joe Biden bumper sticker or Hillary Clinton or one of those the liberal bumper stickers.
Sure.
They're wearing a mask.
Yeah.
They're wearing a mask.
I noticed that to be by themselves in their car. They're probably wearing a mask.
To this day, I have never seen anyone driving a pickup truck wearing a face mask. Not a one.
You know, now that you said that, I'm going to look for that.
Yeah, look for it. Seriously. You'll have the gun rack, but you will not see them wearing a face mask. I'm just saying. So look, Biden goes off. I want you to get Grace. This is terrible. So Biden is just... They're having a meeting. This is an official government meeting. And Biden, all he had to do was say, thanks, guys. But that's not what he did. He went off on a soliloquy about chickens.
You know, everybody, I come from the state of Delaware. Everybody thinks the big industry is chemicals. It's chickens. Chickens. Broiler chickens. $1 billion industries. And needs help. So anyway, sorry, I don't want to get too personal here.
What the, by the way, in the Biden household, I would say chemicals are, in fact, the number one industry.
Chickens.
Broiler chickens.
Chickens.
I guarantee you the people of Gainesville, Georgia, and everybody in that entire city listens to this radio program on WDUN. And they are the chicken capital of the world. The world.
Oh, yes. You've told me about this.
That's right. They love their chickens. It is a beautiful place unless you get stuck behind a chicken truck and they're carrying the chickens.
Oof.
You'll be sneezing. The feathers are flying everywhere. And let's just say it's a good time to have some Febreze in the car. I mean, no offense to the good people of Gainesville, but, the chickens
chickens.
Yeah, they're not very,
sanitary.
Exactly.
They need a bath.
But Biden, so he's going, to war with Gainesville, Georgia now?
I don't know.
I'm not sure about that.
He's not making many friends lately, that's for sure.
No, he's not, Grace. And the man is getting worse. I think we are seeing a rapid decline.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about wanting to run for re-election. He thinks he may be like president of, the Senior Citizens Club.
Exactly.
He clearly does not know what he's talking about. And it's a troubling thing. It's really a sad thing. But you're the leader of the free world. You get to decide when to push the button. And here you are talking about poultry.
I feel like he'd push the wrong button. If he had several buttons. Oopsie daisy, just blew up a country.
or Scranton. Could you imagine? I'm telling you, you just don't know about this guy. All right, folks, got to take a break here. What about you seeing the higher prices there in the supermarket? Gainesville, Georgia, want to defend your chicken honor against Biden? Stick around. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Hour 3 coming up next.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Hour 3. They said we're going to get a little bit of snow here in Memphis, Tennessee. So it's finally winter time. Here in the Mid-South. Hope you're doing good wherever you might be as well. We've got a lot going on this hour of the program. I want to go ahead and share our toll-free telephone number with you. That's 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. And the website, toddstarnes.com. Again, that's toddstarnes.com. A lot of great information, a lot of great stories and resources for you there. So we hope that you check that out. Before we go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, I wanted to share this sound clip with you from CNN, where you have medical experts now that are out there saying, we've got to start making life miserable for all of you unvaccinated people out there.
I want us to act as a community. I want us to act as a team. When you're fighting a war, you need all hands on deck. I don't want to reject those who still haven't done the right thing. I'll condemn them. I'll shame them. I'll blame them. But I don't want to exclude them. They've got to come around. We can't win this war. We're going to be talking about COVID this time next year if we don't get more people to do the right thing. So we can't write them off. We can penalize them more. We can say, you're going to pay more on your hospital bill if you weren't vaccinated. You can't get life insurance or disability insurance at affordable rates if you aren't vaccinated. Those companies should not treat us as equals.
So you're creating, this doctor is wanting to create two groups of people, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. And we have seen this play out in world history for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, and it has ended very, very badly. By the way, an MSNBC anchor very upset. They were going out for a family dinner. The four-year-old did not have vaccination papers, and so they told the family the four-year-old would not be able to eat inside the restaurant. We've also seen this play out on social media, where many of us, including myself, people like Joe Rogan, have been restricted by big tech just because we're asking questions. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line now, right now. We're honored to have with us from the great state of Texas, Congressman Troy Nels. Congressman, good to have you back with us.
Todd, it's good to be with you. God bless you and your listeners.
And Congressman, God bless you for standing up for freedom and for free speech. You know, Joe Rogan has been censored. He had Dr. Robert Malone on his podcast the other day, and they've taken him down off of social media. And I want you to explain to our listeners what you did about that.
Well, when I, you know, if you listen to that, and every one of your listeners, if you haven't listened to that Joe Rogan, his podcast, I mean, you have Dr. Robert Malone, who has one hell of a CV. I mean, his resume is extensive. He knows what he's talking about. He spent over 2.5 hours talking to Joe Rogan about COVID and his experience with COVID and some of the early treatment options available to the American people that seem to be all out dismissed either by the CDC or the FDA. And so they silenced him. That's what they do when you have a dissenting opinion. Big tech will silence you. And that's exactly what happened. They took him off of Twitter and YouTube. So what I did, as I said, the congressional record is there forever. So I had my team, my staff, take that entire interview and transcribe it into a Word document. And it's 43 pages long. And I entered that 43 pages into the congressional record so it will be there forever. The American people need to hear this guy, this Dr. Robert Malone, and his point and his feeling as it relates to vaccine and everything else. So it's in the congressional record. Unfortunately, there are statutes that says you can only enter a certain amount. So what you'll see is the first five pages of my 43 are in the record. And then I have to put at the end there that you have to go to my website to view the other 38, the full interview, because I couldn't get it done because of statutes. But I'm going to do everything I can next week when I get back up there to have the full 43 pages entered into the congressional record.
You see, I think this is a brilliant idea, and it's a shame that you have to do this. But, Congressman, the reality here is, you know, Joe Rogan is not some sort of a far-right extremist. He's not, I would not say call him an anti-vaxxer. I think there are people out there asking legitimate questions, and they're being told and they're being punished not for what they're saying but for the questions they're asking.
I agree, and when you listen to the interview, again, I would encourage every one of your listeners today to go to Spotify. I mean, you can get it on Spotify because I think Joe Rogan is affiliated with Spotify, and listen to that interview. Sit down, have a good cigar, and spend a couple of hours and educate yourself on how the experiences of Dr. Robert Malone, and he did such a fantastic job. But what he talks about in there is that the early, you know, some of these, you know, hydrochloroquine and ivermectin and how that would have saved thousands upon hundreds of thousands of lives, in his opinion, in this country. But it was rejected. There was a roadblock that was placed in front, you know, by the FDA to not allow these drugs, these early on drugs, to be used. And what a shame. And quite honestly, I think it's all about follow the money. You look at ivermectin and stuff. It's very cheap. It's very cheap to make. And he said it's like a penny a dose. And so I could see why the FDA and Fauci and some of the big pharma companies would want to see this, because it was a very, very cheap treatment for early on COVID. And he shares this, and obviously it has upset this administration. It has upset big tech and pharma, and so they tried to silence him. They censor him, and I think it's a shame. This is dangerous, what's taking place in our country. It's dangerous what's taking place in our country, where we're going to just start wiping out dissenting views and opinions. And I will say that dishonest media is the greatest threat to the American people today.
I'm with you 1,000%, Congressman. And, you know, just look at what they did to Marjorie Taylor Greene. The Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System is actually, it is paid for by the government. I mean, it's on government websites, the CDC and HHS. If you go to their websites, you'll see all the information there. And Marjorie Taylor Greene gets permanently suspended from Facebook and Twitter because she dared to share that information. Now, Congressman, here's what I'd like to know. Maybe you could ask this question if you're ever allowed the opportunity. Okay, fine. Anybody can go to that website and make any kind of a claim or accusation. It's unfounded. Raw data is what they call it. And they say it's unfair to say, you know, that many people have died or had an adverse reaction. But the reality is, Congressman, what are they doing with that data? Are they following up? Do they actually now know, okay, this is how many people have died from the vaccine? This is how many people had an adverse effect or reaction as a result of the vaccine. Why haven't we seen those numbers?
I don't think right now the American people can really trust this administration and trust Dr. Fauci with he going back and forth. He said so many things regarding, you know, if you got the vaccine, there's no more masks needed. So he's been wrong in several areas, and data can be manipulated. I mean, when Dr. Malone talked about the fact that people that would go into the hospital from a car crash, a broken leg, or a heart attack, and all of a sudden they tested positive for COVID, and all of a sudden they passed away from that car crash or that heart attack, it would be a COVID-related death. And so there are incentives in the medical community, in our hospitals, to have people enter the hospital and test positive for COVID, because there are incentives for that. it's not like the hospitals are going to want to see people in America be treated for COVID outside of the hospitals, because then there's no financial incentive. There's no money in it for them. So I just think it's sad that we're using the almighty dollar as a way to deal with COVID and how we promote COVID. It's not healthy for America. We have spent $6 trillion, with a T, $6 trillion in the United States Congress related to COVID in the past year. And it's out of control. And look at where we are today.
Congressman, it's good stuff. And thank you for fighting the good fight and standing up for Joe Rogan and getting the information out there. We're going to have to leave it there. Congressman Troy Nels from the great state of Texas. Congressman, thank you again.
Thank you. God bless, Tom.
All right. God bless you. Can you believe this? And he's right. I mean, these are very, very dangerous times we're living in. Look, we're hopeful people, and we know that things are going to work out in the end. We know that. But right now, we're going through some very difficult days. We're going through some significant valleys, and it's going to be that way until we can change the political future of Washington, D.C. And we have an opportunity coming up in November to do that. But I want to warn you and caution you about something. All of you people who can profess to be Christian in America, you need to understand that this secular progressive agenda in Washington is the most anti-faith in the country's history. And they're not going to stop. Folks, we let them shut down our churches. So don't tell me that they're not powerful. They are. But we've got to stand up and do something. And that's the problem. Most Christians are not standing up, and most Christians are not doing anything. One in three Christians do not vote. Can you believe that? One in three Christians. After all the things we talk about on this radio program, imagine what would happen if every God-loving, God-fearing Christian in America got up and voted on Election Day. Well, that's why we are supporting My Faith Votes. And this is a big deal, folks. My Faith Votes. My good friend Mike Huckabee is the honorary chairman. And My Faith Votes is getting out there. They're signing up people, registering people to vote, and they're making a huge impact in this country. You say, how can I get involved? How can I support this effort? All you need to do is go to myfaithvotes.org/Todd. That's myfaithvotes.org/Todd. And you're going to find all sorts of great information, great resources about the candidates. This is an incredible organization, and they have my full backing, myfaithvotes.org/Todd. That's myfaithvotes.org/Todd.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Let's go right to the phones. 844-747-8868. Daniel in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Let's, Daniel, welcome to the program.
Hey, Todd. Happy 2020.
And happy 20... happy 2020 to you too, Daniel.
we're in Gainesville, Georgia here, the chemical capital of the world. We took Joe Biden's advice for the new year and fired our shotguns off the back porch.
How did that work out, Daniel?
It seemed to be fine. I don't remember much about it. We had a good time. We just wanted to take a moment. People seem to think that the Gainesville, Georgia is the chicken capital of the world, but really we're chemicals, billion-dollar industry, chemicals.
Is that right? All right.
Didn't mean to get too personal.
Well, Daniel, thank you. Thank you. And you be good. And, well, there you go. Let's go to Boston, Massachusetts. Connor hanging out with us today. Connor, how are you? Happy New Year to you.
Mr. Starnes, a happy New Year to you as well. I apologize for my voice today. I'm got a little bit of a cold today, but I'll try to power through. But, you know, Todd, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't even recognize the country that we're in right now under this government, under this administration. You know, it's like we went from honestly being in, like, the penthouse before to the outhouse now with what we have there now. The government just does not work for the people right now. One example that comes to mind, I'm trying to get a passport right now, and I cannot get my passport because they will not book an appointment for me. They will keep hanging up on me every time I try to call and try to get a passport, and it's pretty clear what they're doing there. It's like they don't want people leaving the country, you know, and because they're afraid that they're going to bring something back, and then they don't have to put in a travel ban because that would be too close to Trump. That's exactly what's going on here. That's kind of sneaky stuff this administration is doing right now.
Is that right? And, so you went how long did it so you went to go get the passport. What did they give any guidance, any guidelines on how long it would take?
Oh, so let me give you the story on this, right? So I misplaced my passport. I didn't actually, like, lose it. It's just somewhere, but I needed it relatively quickly. I get told to call, you know, the agency to make an appointment because you can't walk in anymore like you could under President Trump. And they told me to book a flight first, actually pay money out of pocket to book a flight. So I did that. And then I called them back to make an appointment. Oh, we don't have appointments for the next 3 weeks, and just deal with it. So I'm like being very respectful. I said, all right, is there somebody else I could speak with who's maybe of leadership? And they just disconnect the phone. They're like, it's a State Department policy now for the staff and for appointment only. I'll tell you, under President Trump, I went into the Boston Passport Agency. I paid for the expedited service. I had the passport within 2 days. I was in, I was out. Under this administration, that is not the case. And this is just one of the many branches of government where this is occurring. And it's very clear what they're doing here. They don't want people leaving the country right now, so because they're afraid that, like, some other variant is going to come back. And since they have to put a travel ban in place, it's not politically appealing to their base. That's exactly what they're doing here. No doubt about it.
Well, I have to tell you, maybe I'm not all that surprised, but geez, Alou, I mean, you would think that something like a passport would not be that difficult to get a hold of.
I'm just telling you right now, that's what this administration is doing. We have gone to a government that worked for the people because it was created by the people to a government now that's just basically housed by elites. I think they can do whatever they want, and they don't have to be accountable to the American taxpayer. That's exactly what's happening. I'll tell you, Todd, two things that really irritate me in life are the TSA and the passport agencies when they don't work for you. I would say, really, if I had my way, I'd abolish both agencies because I don't really see the value set that they're giving the American people.
Oh, look, TSA, the touching sensitive areas people, I have no respect for those folks, none whatsoever.
They're nasty folks, and like I've had some incidents with them where I'm pretty much lucky I'm not arrested right now, I would say, but they're awful. They don't do anything, and they just another agency that's just wrongful government spending of the American taxpayer.
No, I hear you. I hear you, Connor. Well, look, hang in there. Good luck with the passport, and hope you're able to get to where you're going. Our good friend Connor from Boston, Massachusetts. And you know, I let my TSA pre-check expire, so I got to go back and get that, and I've got to make an appointment and go down to Memphis International. I hope that's not a big problem, Grace. I mean, I really do. I have clear, you know, where you can put your thumb or your fingers and you just go right through, but they don't have that at Memphis International. It's no help to me. Then the barbecue sauce, I guess it smudges. That's probably, there's a legitimate reason, I'm sure. So anyway. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Todd Starnes Radio Show. Grace Baker dancing. You got some moves there, Grace.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I'm very impressed.
Love the Bee Gees. What can I say?
Do you and Mr. I'm a huge Bee Gees fan back in the day. Do you and Mr. Producer like to go dancing?
Not particularly, but we did take a ballroom dancing class for our wedding.
Is that right?
Yep.
How was that? Were there a lot of young people in the class, or was it mostly old?
No, it was
folk?
Like a one-on-one kind of a thing. So we had like a instructor, and it was just us.
Did they?
I was going to say it was a public dance floor, though, so there were other people. It was actually a lot of older people, and they had way better moves than I did.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, you learn.
Yes, and I did. I definitely improved, but I'm not going on Dancing with the Stars anytime soon.
Well, you never know. You never know. Jen Psaki, by Grace, this is funny. Jen Psaki, just a few moments ago, taking a question from one of the liberal reporters. We're going to find out who this reporter is. Was it a reporter or a reporterette? One of the lady reporters.
Just say reporter.
All right, we'll say reporter. And then, because if it is a reporterette, it may not be a reporterette.
Exactly.
The reporterette may identify as a reporter.
Just keep it simple.
It's
tough.
You
don't want to get in trouble.
You don't want to get into the pronoun stuff. Mm-mm. Jeez, Alou. Anyway, the reporter asked about why President Biden is not scolding the unvaccinated. And they brought up the president of France, President Macron, and because they piss me off.
Oh,
French fry, Julia Child.
Yeah, you're also not going into acting anytime soon, Todd.
Anyway, they're saying, well, how come Biden can't be more like the French president, Emmanuel Macron? Why can't he do that? Oh, by the way, the White House is now limiting the number of people who can sit in that press briefing room. Did you see the video, Grace? There was a guy, and you can I will confess I have done this, but not to the extent of what this moron did. So one of these pajama boy snowflakes, pronouns questionable, got up behind the press briefing room podium and wanted some photographs. Now, when I did this, and it's a thing, you know? I mean, it's an honor to be able to work in the White House.
Yeah.
Not many journalists get to do that.
Not at all.
And so when you're there, you want to take a picture, you know, just to commemorate it. And so typically what you'll do is you'll ask, hey, would you mind taking a picture? And you go and stand behind the podium, and that's that.
Of course.
Because nobody's really in that room unless there's a press briefing. What you may not know, and clearly what this guy did not know, is that there is a stationary camera that is always live and that's always rolling.
Oh, no.
And so this guy thought that he was on Project Runway, and he was posing and then asking to see the photographs and then posing himself again. And it was
awkward.
Yeah, he was really like, I don't know if he was wearing heels, but he was like, you know, he was effeminate.
Oh, I see.
In his movements and his motions. I'm making no judgments.
Back and forth. Don't lie.
I'm just describing. Let me put it this way. I don't think you would see anyone on the cast of Yellowstone posing like that for a photograph.
Probably not.
I don't think John Wayne would be posing for a photo like that.
No.
So anyway, I got to tell you this other story here of my when I worked at the White. I got in trouble. Robert Gibbs was the press secretary back in the day. And this was in the early days of Twitter and social media. And so I thought it'd be kind of fun to sort of break down that wall and let people see behind the scenes what it's like to work in the White House.
Sure.
And my my office, so most people were working in sort of a, you know, in like a communal space. But downstairs, it's a very tiny area, and you've got little cubicles or closets, really. They're closets. And that's where you worked. And literally, when I'm in a closet, it could fit one person. And that's it. So I was, I had the little Fox News closet, and it was at the base of the stairwell. And over to the side, there was a big pile of yellow clothing. And I remember it was just there, and a pile of it.
Yellow.
They look like rain jackets. Remember back when you go to school, you know, when you're a kid, those yellow rain jackets.
Sure.
So I went upstairs one day and I asked Gibbs, I'm like, dude, what's up with the, because it's messy. It just looked messy, you know?
Yeah,
it's just,
of course.
I'm like, what's up with that? Did somebody leave their laundry downstairs? And he said, no, those are the hazmat suits. So in the event of some sort of a chemical attack, And I thought, man, I'm in a great location.
Yeah, you are.
Forget that. I mean, just open up the closet, reach out, grab a hazmat suit. I'm there. So anyway, I took a picture of the hazmat suits, got in trouble for that, sharing private information. And then this is embarrassing. Well, for one thing, the snack machine was like $5. They were gypping you. It was just horrible. It was just a ripoff. And so I took some photos of that, got in trouble for that. But the thing that really got me on their bad side, this was when the budget, I think this was, we were in the middle of the throes of an economic crisis, and it was the same year that Michelle Obama used black garbage bags to decorate the White House for Christmas. Dog topiaries made out of garbage bags. It was a recycling thing. Oof. So anyway, I'm in the men's room, and you would think White House, lavish, right?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, if you're staying at Trump International Hotel, for example, in Washington, D.C., and which I did when I, when I was there covering stories, I had a room at Trump, and it was great. They always had me in the same room, which I appreciated. And you would go in, the temperature would be set right to the, optimal. I like it at 68 degrees. You go in, you got lovely little pedophores, they really know. It's very classy. And then the bathroom, everything is like gold handled,
of course,
toilet, and you've got the chandelier over the commode. It's very nice. Very chic. So it's not that you expect a chandelier in the White House latrine.
No.
But you would expect for it to be, clean.
Oh, no.
I mean, some of those press corps folks are just, they got no hygiene.
Ew.
It's nasty.
That is nasty.
But worse, I noticed, and this is what got me in trouble, Grace. I took a photograph and I pointed out that I said, how bad is it in America that we have to have one ply toilet paper in the men's room?
That's the cardinal sin.
It's outrageous.
I had a roommate that bought it once, that bought the one ply. We were like, what are you doing?
You kick them out.
Well, couldn't quite do that, but.
Well, I would have. And I will say this. It's the United States of America. What message do we send to people when we got one ply toilet paper in the latrine in the White House press corps? I just don't get that. So anyway, apparently I'm not allowed to do that. Can't take pictures of that and talk about that anymore.
Can't document everything, Todd.
I thought I was doing a service to the nation.
Yeah.
I really did.
It's okay.
But anyway, it is what it is. All right, 844-747-8868. Oh, I haven't even finished telling the story yet, but you can give us a call. So the reporter at...
There's more.
We haven't... Yes, I've got to finish telling this story.
Oh, we're putting the train back
you
on the tracks.
You got me on a tangent today, Grace.
That is not me.
So you hand the reporter at wondering why can't Joe Biden scold unvaccinated Americans like President Macron over in France. And here's the exact question. Why isn't the president focused more on scolding the unvaccinated to try to tell them, hey, this is not working for society. We keep getting these shutdowns. And so we will we'll try to find the video and we will play the response from Circleback Psaki in just a few minutes. But these people. Folks, I'm telling you, given their and the media will be complicit in all of this. They're going to go along with all of this. They will try to turn you into some sort of a second class citizen. Really, this kind of stuff is in a way dehumanizing. So they want you to. All right, let me see how we can phrase. Oh, by the way, we've got the photo shoot guy up on our website right now. Caleb Park, our managing editor, sent me a note. So we've got, you will have to watch it during the commercial break. Okay. All right. Here we go. Let's say that you hate puppies. All right. And not only do you hate puppies, but you video yourself killing a puppy. You are literally dismembering a puppy. Now, what would you think about that kind of a person?
They're a monster.
They're monsters. They are not human. And that person would be ostracized from society, cast out from society. That's exactly how they want to treat unvaccinated Americans. It doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't matter that the vaccinated are the ones who are infecting everybody now. And they're not. That doesn't matter. This is part of a narrative. They want everybody vaccinated. No matter what. No matter what. This is where we are in the country right now. You got to pay attention to this stuff because they will try this, and we've got to be willing to stand up and do something about it. 844-747-8868, our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Why hasn't the president focused more on kind of scolding the unvaccinated to try to tell them, hey, this is not working for society, and we're, you know, we keep getting these shutdowns?
Well, I would say that if you look just to a little over a year ago, last December, only about a third of the American people were willing to get a shot. And today, over 85% of American adults have at least one shot.
Oh, geez, you know who that guy sounds like? The reporter who was doing the Madonna poses behind the podium that we've got up on the web. You got to check that out, folks. ToddStarnes.com. So there you have it. The White House press corps wanted to know why Biden is not scolding the American people more, the unvaccinated American people more. Look, This censorship stuff is getting really, really serious and, quite frankly, dangerous for the American people. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. Hold on. All right. So we will not go to the Patriot. Grace, who do we have online? Do we have the senator with us? Okay. All right. Well, we will. Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen. We'll figure that out later. 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We just got word that Senator Rand Paul may want to jump in and update us on something. And so if that happens, we will do that. And if not, we will try to get him on tomorrow's show, which is what we're probably going to do, Grace. So if you can let the senator's people know that. Again, going back to this vaccination problem, I want to go to something Dana Perino said on Fox News Channel yesterday. Cut number four, please.
Even during the Trump administration, testing was not great, and that was admitted by the Trump administration itself. So the Biden administration had ample warning about that. What really makes me mad is when they said that they had no idea that Omicron was going to be this way. Mm-hmm. Like, you learn this in biology school, but also in biology class. But we also knew this because of what we had seen with Delta.
Yeah.
So it was coming, and now you have people standing in line for 3 hours. And the president says he knows that it's frustrating, and it's frustrating to him, too. He's not sitting outside for 3 hours waiting for tests. And we're depleting our small supply of tests by testing everybody who don't even need a test. The other thing that I'm going to take exception to is when he said that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Now, I am vaccinated. I'm glad I am, because I do feel protected from serious illness or hospitalization or even death. That said, I have two vaccines. I was boosted. I also got a flu shot. And I spent the whole entire week of Christmas sick as can be after getting two negative rapid tests, one positive test, and then a negative test in order to come back to work. This is no longer just about the unvaccinated. We're all suffering from it. People in this building across the country have skeletal staffs because people have to isolate for 10 days. Then the CDC says, well, actually, we'll make it 5. Oh, but wait, you might have to have a negative test. Great. Where are we going to get the test? We have a serious communications problem. The Center for Disease Control is completely losing it with the American public. There's no credibility there, just when you might need it most. At this point, you cannot continue to divide the vaccinated from the unvaccinated when it comes to Omicron, because everybody can spread it if you're vaccinated, if you're not vaccinated. So we need to be smart, do things like washing your hands, even things like, for example, in Japan, they have a very good culture of making sure if they're sick, they're very protective of the vulnerable. We can adopt things like that. But you cannot say that this is just a pandemic of the unvaccinated anymore. It is affecting all of us.
You know, here and look, Dana Perino's got a great point here, but let's cut to the chase. The vaccines are not working. As you heard Dana Perino herself say, she's gotten all of the vaccines. She's gotten all the booster shots. She even went out there and got a flu shot. And she still got sick. So the question is, if that is the case, that the vaccines don't work, then why are they forcing the vaccines on the American people? What is it about those vaccines that is so vitally important? Is it possible, just possible, I don't even want to go there. When you look at the people that are pushing the vaccines, when you look at the upper echelons of the people pushing the vaccines, these are radicals when it comes to planet Earth and depopulation. So I don't want to go there yet. I really don't. But it does make you wonder. The vaccines are not working. People are getting sick. It doesn't matter. Dana Perino could have had 70 booster shots. She still would have gotten sick. So why are they forcing the vaccines on people? What's going on here? And that is a concerning thing, ladies and gentlemen. It is a very concerning thing. None of this makes sense. And that's why you have people going onto the web, going onto the internet, and they're, you ought to see the emails I get from folks sending me these links to these obscure websites with a lot of harebrained conspiracies. And then when you look at where we are right now in American history, those harebrained conspiracies don't look so harebrained. But what we now know is that the vaccinated are not only getting the virus, but they're spreading the virus. Now, it's between you and God and your doctor whether or not you get a vaccine. I can't tell you what to do. President Trump, he stands with Joe Biden and on this vaccine issue. And he says you need to get the vaccine. But they're going to make our lives miserable. That's the point of all of this. They will force you to comply. Resistance is futile. So the question is, at what point do you say enough is enough? That's the issue here. And the mainstream media will provide not only cover for the Biden administration, but they will crucify you if you choose not to get this vaccine. Look at the Republican who died in Arizona. She refused to get the vaccine. They say she died of COVID. I don't know if she did, but that's what they're saying. And now they're castigating this woman. You know what? It's about personal choice. It's always been about personal choice. I mean, that's what it should be about. It's about personal choice. All right. Got to leave it there, folks. Again, great show. Do not forget, this is the year of our Lord, 2022. 2022. Remember that, Mr. President. All right, get out there. Have a good day, America.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.